Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side. Like and subscribe with all of your hatred, and your journey towards fandom will be complete.
Hello.
It's the birthday boy.
Hello.
Very happy birthday to you, sir.
Oh, well, thank you. You're nice.
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, all right, mate. You good?
Yes, I am not bad.
Good, good.
I am not bad. I'm just going to move some windows around.
Okay.
So I haven't been able to get Steve to connect yet.
Okay.
I'm assuming he will be with us.
As far as I know, he is.
Yeah, he didn't say that he wasn't going to join us, did he?
No.
Okay. Are you doing an AMA after the show?
I can do.
Because I have promised your services, so.
Oh, well, there you go then. You're going to have to, aren't I?
As I am wont to do. Now, I mentioned that it might be something that you do. Shazer. Did I just do? Let's undo that. Talk Star Wars 11.5. That's today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want to be binning those, do I? I want to keep them because we're actually recording one right now.
Yes.
Episode 68 can go. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I did have one call foul.
Mm.
How was your day?
It was lovely. We went to Identities.
Was it
that
good?
That was nice. It was wonderful, yes. I'm sure everybody's going to jolly well enjoy it.
Yeah, are you coming again?
Yeah.
Splendid.
Yeah, I'm all booked up for tomorrow. Not for tomorrow. 27th as well.
27th, yeah, 2:30. Yeah. That'll be good. Stevie Steve.
Yeah.
Stevie Steve is in the house. I can hear a beard. I can hear a beard. It must be Steve.
You'd miss my beard if it was gone.
Mine's gone.
I wouldn't miss all the scratchy noises.
Mine's gone.
Oh, yeah, it has. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. It wasn't a birthday present that I got rid of the beard. It was just I fucked up the trimming.
Okay.
That's the rule. If I fuck up the trimming, then the beard comes off.
Yeah. I do that on my ball sack all the time.
Everything you've just said is wrong. Everything. Then, literally, all of it.
Yeah, he doesn't do that. Incorrect.
No, I do it on the loo, but sometimes when you catch your ball sack, the whole lot's got to come off.
Oh, right.
Good grief. I have so many issues with what's just been said.
You have so many images.
Yeah. Frightening ones.
Where's small spleen?
He's here. He's just gone off to find some headphones.
Okay.
I don't know what's best for me to do here.
What's the matter?
I've just taken a screen grab of all the messages. I've done it on my phone.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and do it on the actual Mac as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Just before they all disappear. Or Disney tell Facebook to take the video down, like they tell T-Public to take my T-shirts down.
You seem to be really, you know, taking that well.
I wouldn't mind, but the other designs that are up there are just ridiculous.
I know, I saw. They are brazen.
They really are.
Mm.
Why did they ask you to take them down? Because they got Star Wars on
them.
They
didn't ask me, Steve. They just took them down.
What, off your website?
Yeah, off the T-Public store.
But how do they do that?
By going to T-Public and saying, take this down.
Ew.
And then they do.
But why did your stuff have Star Wars related words on it then?
Yeah. I mean, it has the site name on it, but only a couple of the designs with the site name, which contain, obviously they contain Star Wars, only a couple of them have been taken.
So huh.
I don't really understand what the thing
is. If it's
is,
not in the same font, you can't own the word Star or Wars.
Disney would disagree with the
yeah, they paid a lot of money to make sure that happened.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
See, and you say it's not a corporate thing.
Well, no, but I mean, that's a it's Disney, the parent company, because they're the publisher, but Lucasfilm is probably the one, you know, actually put actually orchestrating things.
I'm okay with
yes.
It. We've had some of our questions answered. I've just put a link in there. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Oh, hang on, sorry, I haven't looked at the show chat.
We ain't found shit.
This isn't in this isn't in the show notes because it's only just hit. Katie's just right. Popped it into the Facebook group. It's okay. Concept designs from Han Solo.
Oh.
Showing lots and lots of Imperial Stormtroopers.
Okay. Makes sense.
Swoop I can't see bikes. Nothing. Hang on. Is this new show notes, not the ones?
I've just popped the final show notes in the chat, Steve.
In the chat. I'm there. Add me, Paul said. Oh, love he, me.
Has he gone, has he? Let's get him back in.
He still shows up on mine. Oh, no, he doesn't.
He must have only just gone. These designs look absolutely stunning.
Lots of
stormtroopers. You back with us, Paul?
Sort of. Blimey.
I can't see him on there, Mark. Hello, Paul.
Chat, Steve.
They're in the chat, Steve. There's a link in the chat, Steve. Ouch.
Steve.
Oh, they're not actually embedded in there.
No.
What page? It's got like 19 pages.
What are you talking about, Steve? There's a web link. There's a web link in there, Steve.
Oh, I see it. The
Star Wars
blue one.
Star Wars Newsnet, yep.
You're good at this, aren't you, Steve? This whole
no, but I do know the world longest pier is in Southend-on-Sea. Pleasure Pier.
You have to get a train to get to the end.
I know, we walked down it, and we gave up halfway.
Yeah, are you environmental bunny, you?
No, the train wasn't working.
Oh, okay. Is that because you hijacked it for environmental reasons? Please tell me you're not recording.
I am recording.
Always recording.
Oh, good God.
Well, you're always looking for me to say something profound, so I said it.
No, I wasn't.
Profound. No, profane is what you've got confused with there, Steve.
I think it was profane and profound.
I'll just work my way through this.
Profaned.
I'll just bleep some stuff out.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Which bit?
Now we've got the
two of them.
Now we've got the After Dark Sides once a month. Don't really need to use as much. A lot of more is on the cutting room floor.
Hundreds of hours of that, actually, Mark. To be honest.
Yeah, I do. I fish through like big bunches of stuff, get it down to half an hour, put out half an hour of it in a month.
How do I pronounce Chirrut's second name?
Imwe.
Chirrut Maktou.
Why hasn't it got a capital I?
Chirrut Maktou.
Because it's got one of those little things over the top of it.
Okay, but was it Imwe?
It's wearing a little hat. Imwe.
I'm reading through.
I'm just saying Chirrut, is that right?
Yeah, I still can't see these pictures, Mark. I've followed the link.
Right, and it takes you to a web page.
Showdown on Coruscant. Is that right? That's what it's taking me to.
It should be the Han Solo concept art.
It ain't. It's Showdown on Coruscant.
Let me have a look and see what's wrong.
Oh, I might be clicking on the wrong link. Is there two links in there?
I hate you, Ken.
No, in the messages that we've... There's only one link in there that, from today, Steve.
Yeah. Looking into this a bit further, blah, blah, blah. The original idea was very similar to what you suggested on the podcast, and then there's a link.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Willis? I'm looking at the show notes for episode.
No, not in the show notes, in the show chat. There's a link in the chat where I put the show notes.
Also, what show are we on, 70 or Soissant Nerf?
We are 69.
I hope you not are not going to make these silly noises every time we say that.
We've just been having a discussion on the Facebook Live about your inability to control yourself,
your
Steve.
Truth,
I have no, got just, an ability to control myself.
Well, what am I supposed to
turn
do
it off.
You go camera mute, you pick, you...
All right, fair enough.
All right.
Oh, there's loads of pictures in there, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. What? Are you on the...
No. Yeah, I dragged my entire podcast set up into the toilet.
It's now called Poop Star Wars.
Well, that'll be taken down.
Yeah.
Or Star...
Oh, yeah.
Poop.
Duck talk poop poop.
Poop poop poop.
Or just poop poop poop.
Poop poop poop.
Did you see the Gonk T-shirt that went up today?
How long did that last?
It's still up there.
On your site, Mark.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I thought you weren't allowed to do T-shirts.
Oh, no, I've still been doing them because obviously, you know.
So how many of us are doing identities on the 27th?
Rebel.
I am.
Steve's the only one sitting out. Andy's coming with us.
Should we get some T-shirts sorted?
I've got one.
Paul said titty.
No, he didn't. He said T-shirts.
I'm not sure. Well, identity. I'm not sure we'll have them in time, to be honest, Paul.
Yeah, what? That's the only trouble. I've got one already. I've got the Pal Pacino.
Ooh-wah.
Ooh-wah.
You know.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll just. I'll put a link in to the Gonk T-shirt.
I would
this
love
is
to. I'm
Omer's
going.
Design.
I'm guessing it will be the 27th. I've got one zoo visit on Saturday this week, so the only time they can do it is next week. I don't know, and the week after. I don't know. It might be. I think there's three visits left. I might be able to go. If I can go, can it be last minute?
You won't get away with that, Mark.
As long as you can get a ticket.
It's the 13th this week. 20th next weekend. I don't know if they're going to call me then. I'll ask them this weekend and see if they can give me a date.
Well, come on. Well, as long as they're a ticket, they are selling out pretty rapidly. But I know there's at least one listener going, and I'm going to try. I think actually a second one confirmed this evening. He's trying to bring someone with him. A lady,
George Lucas.
No, George. I should have done that. Should I? A lady who was in A New Hope. And she was in that Elstree 76 documentary, Paul.
Yeah.
The lovely lady who was in Superman. Did you manage to sit through it in the end?
No.
Oh, it was great.
What
really
part did she play?
I fell asleep really early. Actually.
Random alien, Steve.
Random alien?
A random alien in the
Randy,
bar.
Randy Malian.
Yeah, that was her name, Randy Nalian.
Okay.
Mark, that Gonk, you're not going to get away with that, mate.
Well, it's in the store.
Is it? That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Hoo-ha. Yeah, it's in there now.
Hoo-ah.
So they have it.
Oh, motherfucker.
Gonk. Oh, is that it there? Gonk. Well, Gonk's not a Star Wars word. It's not. They
no,
can't
it's
own
got
Gonk.
A swoosh under it, Steve. Look at that.
Oh, I see what you mean for Nike.
Yeah, well, Nike aren't looking at me, are they? Disney are.
Oh, we should just use their swoosh on everything then.
Yeah. There's one. This is. I really like this one. I'm quite surprised that this is. Stayed in, to be honest.
Elegant weapon.
How many have you sold of those?
Sold a couple of them. The best selling one by far is this one. If I can get it to load, which
I've tried to buy stuff off TeePublic, and they mess
so
up
how do you get Mark? How do you design these shirts, and then you get TeePublic to make them, and then they sell them direct from their store?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Elegant weapon.
I want a North Korean version, Mark.
That's very, very specific, Paul.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of guy I am.
What does that mean?
That's Rogue One. That's the Chinese version of Rogue One. And that's the one that won. We did a poll in the VIP group this week, and that's the T-shirt that won.
And how many have you sold of that?
Which one?
The Rogue One Chinese logo T-shirt.
Half a dozen of those.
Really?
TSW Comics have sold four of them.
What's right. a TSW comic? Oh, I see, the bottom one.
No. What's the deal with Grant?
No, Talk Star Wars Comics is the podcast that I do with Rob Cast. And
not that he likes to bang on
did
about
he change
it,
his name?
I barely ever mention it. it rarely ever comes up.
Oh, you're funny.
And that T-shirt has really sold a lot. But do you know what hasn't sold a lot? You know what's coming.
The plaster car.
No, I dropped that on the carpet and couldn't find it. Here it is. That one has barely sold.
Oh, TSW well, toy box. Yeah, because it's not really relatable, is it, to anyone unless they know what TSW stands for?
Yeah, but a lot of
the toy boxes.
Steve, in what way does that not apply to the comics and the fucking VIP IKEA meatball meetup shirt?
Yeah, that is about as random as you can get, doesn't it?
Yeah,
but the other ones at least have some. Cobblers. Vague things. So somebody walking past you will go, oh, Gonk, that's a Star
fucking,
Wars character. That's
fucking
cool.
Bollocks.
No one's going to walk past you and go,
I don't know who Gonk is.
Yes, you do.
Gong. No, gong, I don't.
It's a droid. It's like gong, gong, gong,
gong, gong.
That's power droid.
I lived with you once. Yeah, that's what it's called. That's the real name.
Yeah, his gong. Name is Gong.
Then he goes.
Is he Elvis?
No, oh, very wrong. Well, you put me up there, Joel.
I like Naked Steve gave me this T-shirt.
That's the first T-shirt I ever put in there, Steve.
And how many have you sold?
None.
You. Well, it's Naked Steve and T-shirts. They don't really go together.
And you haven't sold any of those. I haven't sold any of them.
I know.
Have you actually sold a Toy Box T-shirt, Mark, at all?
No, not yet.
Not at all.
Right. Mark Aries just asked me to do a custom one with his name on it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to do
that. Can anyone design shirts and sell them on there?
Yep.
And how much do you get for each shirt?
You get a percentage, Steve. So if you can populate your store with other people's designs and you just get a commission.
Cool.
And then you get a percentage of whatever the ticket price on these T-shirts at the moment is $20, even though I was told I had a site-wide sale. So I don't quite know why that's not been. But when you put a new design in, they're discounted for 2 days. So what I've just put in today, the Gonk, is going for $14. And I'll just get a percentage of that. They get the lion's share, obviously, because they're doing all the shipping and handling and, manufacturing.
You've got lions?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got lions.
And T-Public get their share.
Of those lions.
Yeah.
Right, should we record
this? So you've got the lion's share.
I think I should have a T-shirt.
You should.
All the ones.
I think there should be one that says Avatar rules.
No, there should be one that says Paul is not a knight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not, I don't know
what to call it. Should we record this pre-show?
Oh, I like turtles.
Yeah, this should be your thing, shouldn't it? I like turtles.
Can you copyright a meme? Is that little kid going to come after you?
Technically not.
What the fuck is that?
He's about 42 now.
What have you lost, Dave?
There's new emoticons like on Skype.
Oh, that was so young. Okay. And?
Is there?
I don't know. I just got a message from Skype saying there's new emoticons.
Oh, new emoticons. So I thought you said new emoticons. You can't have any. Fuck off.
There's a guy headbutting someone.
Very weird. Okay, should we do this teaser trailer?
Yeah, let me just
crush it.
I'm going to move you on the other side today, Mark.
Ooh, we've got two. Two
whinging about my beard.
I don't think it'll work because your earphones only go in one way, Steve.
No, they haven't. I've forced them in.
Okay, you may not be able to. You may not be able to hear us.
They are backwards, but I can still hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you should have ignored him for 10 minutes.
You can hear us, can you, Steve?
Hello?
That was brilliant.
I can hear you because I put them upside down. It works like a charm.
Good. Okay.
And that's... now the thing is not on the pillow.
Good. That's good. Pillow. Okay. Excellent.
Pillow.
I'm very, very happy. Shall we record this pre-show thing?
Yeah, because we've got a big thing tonight and I'm feeling tired. I want to get my energies in.
All right. Well, we can jump over some of these news bits because I didn't think we were going to get a Connor's Corner. There's a lot of scratchiness on your mic still, Steve. Are you still fiddling?
I'm just getting it in the right position.
Okay. Right. We ready to do this then? I'm going to make a note that this is about 24 minutes into the pre-show. Okay. Everyone ready? On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
whether the Han Solo movie will take us back to Tatooine.
We ask if Benicio Del Toro might be playing Genis Duquesne in The Last Jedi.
And did Chirrut know about the Death Star in Rogue One?
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday. Perfect.
Why didn't you say Imwe?
Because I can't say Imwe.
It was very, very short,
You just did.
It was short enough.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Why is all right, that, mate?
Cool.
I can.
It's just everybody's bit seemed quite long. That's all.
Yeah, no. So I was keeping an eye on it. It was under 30 seconds, but I can compress it all a little bit with just a little bit of.
There sounded like a spring went at the end, like dang.
It's probably me.
Yeah, maybe.
Right, that is good. Thal good. Right, I'm going to stop this.
Hello.
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 How are we doing?
All right, you all right?
Good. Thanks. Good. How are you doing, Paul?
I got a microphone and I've got Audacity and I'm all alone and I'm naked.
Did you say you're naked? Because that's Steve's thing.
I might be commando.
That's my department.
I'm commando. How's that?
That does count.
I've left the washing out.
Terrifyingly.
Is the sound better?
You do sound pretty good, mate, actually, yeah.
Well, I've got the snowball back, obviously, so...
Good. Yeah, sounds good.
But I've got Audacity, so I can record if you need.
Yeah, it might be worth giving it a try.
I'm just going to be doing it on the other one, Mark.
On the iPad? Or the voice recorder,
the really
Pro.
Good app that we got ages ago. Do you remember?
Yeah, I'm using it every day now, Steve.
Okay.
I use that app to do my Kessel Run podcast every day.
What's it called now? Come to me in a minute. It's called Voice Record.
Voice Recorder Pro, isn't it?
It's an amazing app, isn't it?
It's a lifesaver, Steve. It's a life changer.
Are you breaking up, or is it me?
Mark is a bit.
Am I? Okay, let me just shut my... I'm just going to quit Dropbox because sometimes that can run in the background. I've got a lot of memory running here. Let me just shut some of this stuff down. What's eating
my drink?
I shut down Safari. Safari's a goodie. Giggity, giggity, giggity. How's that? Do I sound any better now? Am I still breaking up? I'm just sending through the show notes.
Yeah, no, you sound better. I'm just thinking, Mark, what do you want me to record it as, an MP3?
Yeah, just an MP3 will be fine, mate. I don't know whatever you have M4A.
I do have M4A, whatever.
Do an MP3 at 128. We'll be fine.
You're breaking up again.
128 bits. I'm just hang on.
You broke up then. Yeah. Oh, I've got it on 320. Do you want it less than that?
Yeah, just do it on 128. And that should do you. There's less chance of you losing the recording.
And what about sample rate and bit depth and all that?
Just let that set itself, mate. I'm just
I moved it to the highest a little while ago, so I don't really know what to put it on, to be honest. Channel stereo. Mm-hmm. Encode quality maximum.
Yeah.
Silence detection, no or yes.
No, leave that off, because what that'll do is when you're not talking, it'll just drop you out. Mm-hmm. Actually, that might not be a bad idea to have that on. Oh, my upload speeds are a bit poor tonight.
Mark?
Yes, mate?
Yeah.
How do I filter you guys out of the sound on Audacity?
I think Audacity just records off your sound card, mate. Let me get Rob in, and he'll be able to give you a bit of advice on that, because I don't use Audacity.
It says the microphone is the snowball.
Yep, that's right, yep. So it'll record your input device. It won't necessarily record
I can test it. If you guys keep talking, I can test it now, right now.
Yeah.
Keep talking, Mark.
Do that. You test that now, mate, and I'll...
Rob, you got jaundice.
Oh, you're very foggy.
Yeah, apparently so.
Why are you so foggy? And why has Steve just done a bunk?
Do me a favour. Can you shut up?
Oh, you want us to shut up now?
Yeah,
Who's got here?
No, it's getting you guys as well.
He's having trouble, Rob, recording audio on Audacity and not picking up what's coming through. He's recording what we're doing too.
What?
Hang on, let me think. Is the audio coming through speakers?
Yeah. No, the audio is coming through the speakers, yeah.
Put headphones on.
That's a really good idea.
That's what I do, mate. I'm a pro.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Right.
What I do, low-hanging fruit. Delicious.
I've got reasonably good download speeds tonight, but I appear to be having upload speed issues.
Is your cloud storage sinking?
No, it's all shut down. Yeah. Hang on, let me just check.
Because that tends to slow mine right down. Cloud storage sinking.
iCloud is up to speed.
Dropbox.
Dropbox is shut. My memory is
shot.
Yeah. No, bad. I'm getting 2.5 meg up, which is
that's not terrible.
It's twice what I used to get.
Yeah.
Let's bring Steve back in.
So when do I start recording on Audacity?
Well, what we'll do is we'll
whenever
do
whenever you want. We can just do a sync. We'll do a
we'll do a sync. It doesn't matter. You can start now, Paul, and then we'll.
I'm in the kitchen, so I can use the sync if you.
I'm in the kitchen.
That explains your echo if you're in the kitchen.
I'm always in the kitchen.
Echo, echo, hello.
And you're.
Are these updated notes, Mr. Mark?
Yeah, they're the latest versions that I've just sent through.
For God's sake!
It shouldn't be all that different, I don't think.
And yet.
I've changed Rob's line on the.
Changed it
on the teaser trailer.
Right. Where's Steve?
He's bagging off.
Yeah, I'm having trouble adding him to the call now.
We got to keep going on about how amazing the weekend was.
just to make him sick.
Yes.
Let me text him, see what's going on, why he's having a hard time.
Yes.
Stevie Steve.
So, Rob, this Audacity will just record terabytes if I leave it going, yeah?
No, it shouldn't be too big.
It
would
just keep going and going and going.
So what you do, if you, let me think. If you open a recording and save it as a project, just call it like TSW72 or whatever, then what you do is once we finish the call, stop the recording whenever you want to stop it and do an export to MP3.
Okay. So does it need to be a project or just an MP3 file?
Well, no, you won't be able to save it as an MP3. You have to save it.
I already tested it earlier.
Export it. Yeah, you can export it, and that will be an MP3.
That's what I mean. Okay.
So, you can do. That's fine.
All right,
it's just a project file's worth having just in case you have any issues with the recording or
Mark. Oh, is it? So,
Mark's Dropbox is bad for deleting shit.
So, if I save it as a project file if I save it as a project file now,
yep.
And then I just record over the project file, and away we go.
Yeah, so then once we finish the call, save it, and then you can export it, and then if anything happens to the original recording, you've got a backup. The fair warning, though, the project files are fucking huge.
Well, should I just do an MP3?
Save it on the cloud. If you export it to MP3, that's fine. Once you're happy that once we don't need the recording anymore, you can delete the project file. That's fine. It's just that in the meantime, while you've got the project file, like say as a backup, it takes up a lot of room.
Okay, right. It is now a project file. Weird. I'm just going to record inside it. Okay,
record inside that, hit save, and then, like I say, after that, you can export it. You can do whatever the fuck you want with it.
I assume a sweaty fanny.
Finally, you understand.
Right.
You can't die, you fool. You're immortal.
Progress.
There we go.
Welcome to the rock.
No, Stephen, then. What's going on here?
He's got an Apple product.
Steve can suck my D. As James Cameron would say.
As James Cameron, not James Bond.
James
Cameron. That's a shit Connery impression. James Cameron impression. It was actually a very good Connery impression. I apologise.
That's all right.
I'll rehearse that speech next time.
That's fine. I've been called shit on my impressions before. And I've killed men for less. Mainly, to be fair, they called my Jeff Goldblum shit because it sounded like Christopher Walken. But what I think they actually meant was that the intonation was very similar. But that's because... they talk very similarly.
They're very natural, aren't they?
Yeah, it's impeccable diction.
Oh, I don't want that.
It was walking. It's different. It's crazy. It's very different.
We're going to lose Steve all night, aren't we?
What's he doing?
Dad to us.
I'm not sure.
Is he moving?
I'm not sure what he's doing.
What's he ding dang doing?
He was setting up his recording.
Crazy.
I've lost the thingy now.
Not the thingy.
I found it. Sorry. What's it called? The show notes. No. Yeah, enough already.
All right.
They're in the messages. So come on, Steve. I bet he's going to be having trouble recording and making the calls at the same time.
And we get word that Luke and Leah will bonk again.
Uma.
There's a t-shirt for you. Oh.
It's very phonetically difficult to spell.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out how to do that.
Did
you see the social media updates, Rob? Did you see the Palpatine? Hang on, let's see if I can find.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one, yeah.
It was Palpatine. No, who was it that was talking? But I had
it's Palpatine.
Han Solo at the end. Ooh. I found the cheesiest looking Han Solo. Sulu. Yeah, Sulu picture.
Where is it? I'm trying to find it.
It's in the Facebook page somewhere.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through it. How far back?
I don't know. My Facebook page always seems to shuffle itself into some pretty random orders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine does. Mm-hmm.
On the way home tonight, I listened to two geeks talk about Star Wars.
Did you?
I downloaded your podcast last week for my train journey going home. Splendid. And it was great because that was the nicest nap I've had on a train in ages. Thank you very much.
Oh, I was watching American Gods on the train. And
the whole Kylo Kyra thing was interesting, actually.
Yeah.
But that's a conversation for last week.
Mark, is there ever a point where Palpacino spells Hua the same way twice?
No.
O-R.
Perhaps
he's back.
Hang on. Hello, Steve. What have you been
doing, Steve? What's been going on? I restarted my router in case it was anything to do with my end.
It
takes about 5 minutes Is Rob here?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, darling.
Oh, I've done it again. Why did I put these two little things on the app so close together?
We're not two little things. We're people.
Oh.
We love each other.
That's still under debate, actually.
That's debate.
Right, so everyone's recording, yes?
Can I just... I might have to interject in a moment with a rant. I need about... to pump about the climate accord.
Oh, I don't want to talk politics today. If we start talking politics off the recording...
Yeah, bloody Tories.
I'm done. I'm so done. I've turned off Facebook for notifications and everything. I'm done.
That sounds quite...
Yeah, he's pulling out of the Paris Accord.
Sorry, what?
Pulling out. He's just released it. Yeah, he's going to be doing it.
Big league children.
He said it's bad for America. Fuck that. It was not bad for the world. Fucking dickhead.
China's in, though. That's the main thing.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, fair play to China. I never thought China would do that.
No,
yeah,
well, they fucking should.
You know what everyone needs to do now? Nothing against Americans. But stop buying American. Let's show them that.
Absolutely against Americans.
No, I know, but I'm sorry. They're going to fucking destroy the planet.
I'm sorry, but I won't apologise for that.
I'm sorry, but I make no apology for that. Fucking whores.
Orange ones at that.
Right. Anyway, what were you saying, Paul? I'm so done. I'm going into hibernation mode until.
No, I'm quite excited because Jeremy's picking July. Up the game a bit. It's quite fun.
Oh no, he's not. Come on.
Of course he is.
No,
picking up what game?
These same polls are the ones that said that it would be close last time. They said that it would be close the time before that, and it's all bollocks. It doesn't matter.
What are we talking about?
We're not gonna know until the fucking morning after.
I had an actual election the other night. It was awesome. Oh no, that was something else. I've voted Labour, Paul. You'd be pleased to know.
Well, I would have thought so, just for the foxes, knowing you.
Yeah, that's exactly why I did it. Next year it will be Greens again, but I'm not. I can't afford to waste it this year. It's got to be against the Tory scum. The greater good.
Oh, can I duck out before we start?
I noticed Rob's drinking intake increased enormously during those last 2 minutes.
This is only Coke as well, so I'm like, what a waste.
Bloody hell.
It didn't take long for Rob to hit Coke.
Marcus Aurelius Maximus.
Yeah, are we good to Jen? Oh, should we record? Hang on, he's going to have a Barney with Jen.
No, I need a Coke now. Have we got any Coke? Okay. What about heroin?
Steve, Coke's made
Fuck
of cheese.
Fuck off, you shit. I'm just going to do, I'll do Jen's lines.
I want a cherry Coke. I'm not drinking, I haven't drunk Coke for a month because I'm not using Coke because I'm, all the bottles, there's over 6 billion bottles a year get put into the ocean by Coke.
Eat a dick, stop you drinking wank. It. I'm going to try and do, I'll try
get
and...
Get your own Coke, you shit ass.
Goddamn turkey. That is the ultimate insult from Jen.
I've missed Jen.
You know, she's my date of the weekend. I'm taking her out.
I know.
Ooh. Oh, I remember hearing about
pork in while you're out.
Oh, my.
She's never had one, poor girl. So.
Pork king? No. What's that?
She's a veggie.
Pork king. He's coming with us.
Have a pork king?
What are you doing at the weekend, Paul?
Depeche Mode.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
you're not recording this, are you? This isn't Dark
Everything's,
Side stuff.
Everything's
going No.
I need after Dark Side.
It's okay. It doesn't mean it will get used. Just because it's recorded. Steve, calm down. Just because it's recorded doesn't mean it will get used.
No, okay.
It will get used.
Yeah, don't use this because it's not. No, you can't.
I won't use it. But I'm going to use it. Okay,
I heard that.
Carry on, Steve. I'm not going to use it.
You're the most politically correct podcaster in the world. You can't use.
I need to make some After Dark Side material because we've got two.
No, this is too much.
We've got two of them this week.
I don't ask you to sign releases. Not coming back.
You've said it on a recording. You got to stand by it.
Mark, stop recording just for a second because this is contentious.
Okay, I've stopped recording. Click. Did you hear it?
No, I can't tell you now.
No, I'm not going to use it. Obviously, I'm not going to use this stuff.
Bizarro World.
No, not that. What I was going to say is I'm not.
That's me in my 3D printed Rob mask. Right, let's do this. Let's do this.
Why are they not on the T-Public store?
Let's do. They're going up tomorrow. Let's do this. Paul's just posted an address into the group.
Mark,
yes.
When we start, you need to give me a countdown and I'll count down so that my thing.
No, just start recording, Steve, and then we'll sync it up in a minute when we start the main show.
I'm unable
to initialize the recorder. Try to recalibrate the audio engine and change the recording options. What the fuck? I can't do nothing.
Pour myself a whiskey.
This
a portion that can only be described as Herculean in any other context. I'm burned out this week. I'm salty. So I apologize in advance if I'm more combative than usual.
I have my
and I've had enough.
I have my pen. I can make lots of time codes. Paul, your mic's definitely set up as your input device on Skype. Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Okay. Let's do it. I'm just picking up some room echo, but I think that's probably because you're in your kitchen.
That's because I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes. Of course. That's why I said shut up.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Skype preferences, Paul.
Hang on. Hello. What? Oh, okay.
Skype preferences, audio and video.
Paul preferences. Yeah. Audio settings.
Audio settings, and then your input device or your microphone should be Blue Snowball.
I'm not sure it actually is.
It is. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to hear me.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's just sometimes it can be set to the. Internal speakers. Steve, have you got any luck there?
Mark, can everyone stop talking just for a sec? One sec. No, as soon as I joined the recording, as soon as I joined Skype, the needle stopped moving. So you can't record. Shall I take the mic out and do it? No, because then it will record you as well.
It'll record us as well.
Yeah.
What about?
But I've done this before.
What about the actual voice recorder app? Built into the iPad.
There's a voice recorder app built into the iPad?
Yeah, it should be a voice memo app. If you just pull down your screen and search voice, there should be voice memos. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Pull down your screen?
Yeah, you pull down your screen, there's a search bar at the top.
Mine's scroll left.
Oh, right, okay.
Talking about pull down your screen. That's notifications. Voice recorder free. That's online media. I ain't got no app.
No. All right. I'll record this week then.
So I'll take the mic. I can leave the mic in, can't I?
Yeah. Leave your mic in because we need just, that. Everyone's.
Mark, do you still want me to bother with Audacity? I can still. Pamela's going to run anyway.
Yeah. No. Don't bother. No one bother recording it because if I've only got two of you, it's no.
Because I've ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
Steve, I'm not going to say that. Because apparently you already know it. So
he's thinking it really hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to get naked.
You might be
now.
Able to pick it up in that enormous fucking echo. Stop.
Right. Should we record this teaser then? And we can.
Yes. In the room. Who wants to look at my.
Goodness.
Not me, you fuck lord.
Hell if fucking you. You're like, I can't stop thinking about Trumpage.
All right. Stop thinking about Trump because we're going to record this teaser now. Because we're 28 minutes in and we haven't done a fucking thing apart from record some contentious material for an After Dark Side. It's not going out. Don't worry. Good. I'll leave all that stuff on the
floor. We won't be doing an After Dark Side at this rate. It's 8:30. I have to be in bed by 8:45.
No, Steve, it's done. Oh, I can feel myself having a stroke. Right, are we ready to do this teaser?
I was born ready.
Were you?
When I'm asking
what went wrong?
I'm asking that generally to the room, Paul. I know you've been sitting there ready. Right, 28 minutes, 40 seconds.
Now.
Right, here we go then. Ready?
Did I leave the iron
on? The next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
I haven't got the thing open.
It's good. It's good.
I haven't got it open.
It's
show notes. It's 1.6 meg. I thought it would download instantly. It's taken about 4 seconds.
On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss Steve has a wank live on air.
It was right. Go for it,
Steve. Were you a scout,
Robbie?
I'm just just wondering about the old be prepared.
An Endor fucking scout.
I was a girl guide.
Your leader got killed by a teddy bear.
Okay.
They wouldn't have me in the scouts because I used to wear skirts.
29 minutes and what will be 30 seconds. Okay, here we go then. Ready?
Yep.
On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
how Luke could have entered The Force Awakens earlier. Oh my.
We ask what happens to Jedi school dropouts.
And we get word that Luke and Leia will reunite during The Last Jedi. Possibly.
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
See, when we get going...
Take two.
Did you like the oh my?
Yeah, I wasn't sure about my motivation for that line, actually.
No. It was all good.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.